you think about health, it's all about, especially with probiotics, it's all about building the diversity of the gut over time. And so it's going to take sometimes, if you take an antibiotic, Lane, it's going to take you a year to regrow those bacteria. Mm-hmm. A year after a single dose of antibiotic. Hey, this is Dr. Barrett. Thanks for joining us on the Real Health Podcast. My passion is to help equip you with information that can change your life, the health of your life, and the health of your families. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician with a passion and emphasis in nutrition and sleep and how to biohack the body to get to a greater level of health. Thanks for listening in to the Real Health Podcast.
Hey, before we jump into today's episode, do me a favor. If you like this episode and you like hearing from Dr. B, share it on your Facebook, share it on your Instagram. We're really trying to get this health movement out. So without further ado, let's get to today's episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode with the Real Health Podcast with Dr. B. We got a special day. If you're listening to this, well, you're going to listen to this live on Friday. But right now, when we're recording this, it's Dr. B's birthday.
On Saturday.
Oh.
Oh, just because the team brought a little present in today.
So your birthday is actually on Saturday.
It's
well, then I'm retracting everything I was about to say then.
So so when you're listening to this tomorrow.
Tomorrow, then the very next day will be Dr. B's birthday. Well, happy early birthday.
Thanks, bro.
And I hope that you have a fantastic, do you want to share with the listeners what your 30?
Yep, just about there.
Yeah, just about there. I know exactly how old you are, but we won't share that. I don't want to scare the listeners. I see your go ahead.
Yeah, go Gators.
Go Gators.
It's August, baby. It's football time.
That's right. What were you about
football
to say?
Football time, Gainesville.
That's right. We went to I was telling you before the thing. We went to Dollywood last night. And is there a reason why my equilibrium is so messed up right now? Can you adjust me after this?
Yeah, I can.
Is there like a scientific reason why when you get off of roller coasters, you feel like you're about to throw up?
Oh, well, it just completely distorts your vestibular system. Yeah, but we can get into that later. Let's talk about probiotics.
We're going to talk about probiotics. Guys, we're doing our supplement series right now, vitamin D and fish oil. I actually went back and listened to that episode just because it had so much value. And I know that a lot of the listeners, anyone say anything to you? Have they said some good feedback to you?
I'm still getting sardines comments. So I know. I think that's still outweighing the supplements podcast.
The sardines challenge. That was episode 43. Make sure you go back and listen to that. Episode 44 was the beginning of the supplement series. Today, episode 45, we're going to talk about probiotics. And that is a huge topic and a huge thing that I know people want to know about. What do you want to accomplish with probiotics?
We're just going to talk about the different types. There are different types of probiotics that you should be taking.
Okay.
And so most people are just taking one variety, mm-hmm. which actually is probably the one they shouldn't be taking comparatively. So we'll talk through that. We'll talk about the other guy in the room, which is called the prebiotic.
I was going to ask that question.
So pre and probiotics, and then nutritionally what you need to do.
What do you want to start with, the difference between pre and post, or pre and probiotics?
Yeah, so we can.
Well, actually, hold on a second. Let's not start there, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Let's start, like, what the definition, why probiotics?
So the idea of a probiotic mm-hmm. is that these are friendly bacteria that help propagate into our digestive system and help regulate our gut function. We know that these bacteria are essential in our immune system. They also help, for instance, create serotonin for our brain, for our nervous system. Probiotics are directly related to autoimmunity or not having it, or neurodegeneration or not having it, or autism and not having it. They're essential for, there are specific strands in the market that fight depression and anxiety. There are specific strands that fight colitis and Crohn's. So when you think about bacteria, I mean, these friendly organisms are essential to our health. The problem with our society today is we're so sterile, right? Everything is so sterile, and we sterilize everything. We sterilize even our food that's been sitting probably in some warehouse for a year before it ever gets to our kitchen table. So we're not even getting our beneficial friendly bacteria from our soils anymore. We're not fermenting foods anymore. And so what we have is an issue of normal gut function, really driven by an improper community of organisms. And there's two things you got to think about with bacteria. And this is really simple. When it comes to the gut, bacteria should be of high quantity and high diversity. Mm-hmm. So high quantity is we should be having a lot of these organisms in our body, right? We should be getting them from our soil and fermented foods, and we should be feeding them with nutrients from our diet. But there also should be diversity. We don't eat diverse enough. We don't grab, we don't ferment different foods. We are usually dominant in one strand, which then can create other issues. We call it like SIBO or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So diversity and quantity mm-hmm. is the most important metrics that we look at when we do stool tests and look at the biodiversity of the gut.
We're not out there eating soil.
And that's the biggest issue. And that's one of the most deficient probiotics in our body is the soil-based organisms, or what we call SBOs, or spore-based organisms. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that most people aren't taking. When they take a probiotic, they're not taking soil-based organisms, and we're not consuming soil. So these organisms are what we see the biggest deficiency in.
I mean, is it safe even to, right now, with the agriculture that we have, with all the herbicides, pesticides, and everything that we have out there?
Unless you're farming raw land,
it's not safe.
No, right? That's the other issue, is that now we're so industrialized and there's so much Roundup and there's so much pesticides, herbicides, chemicals sprayed mm-hmm. that, yeah, our actual soil, not just the soil of our gut, but the soil of our earth, is so depleted of these microorganisms, which, again, we see in literature, what we eat today is 50% of what, in terms of nutrient density, yeah. what we consumed just a couple decades ago. Yeah. So that's an issue.
Well, there's a statistic out there that's like a head of lettuce nutritionally versus like the 1960s versus 2020 is, it's not even comparable.
It isn't. The mineral depletion, the vitamin depletion is mm-hmm. off the charts.
And so with probiotics, you're replenishing what you're not getting. I thought someone was knocking behind the door. I'm sorry.
It's just some loud rain.
Yeah, that was some rain.
Thursday morning rain.
I was like, what? Someone's knocking at the door back here.
yeah, that's right. You're replenishing what we're typically not consuming in our normal diet.
Okay. So with probiotics and prebiotics, get into that a little bit.
Well, the first thing is most people need to supplement with probiotics because, again, we're not consuming enough of them.
Okay.
It's important when you look on the back of the label of your probiotic mm-hmm. that there's a few things that you want to keep an eye out. One is not all probiotics are the same. So you don't want just a single-stranded probiotic. Unless you're trying to treat something very specifically, mm-hmm. you're looking for a diverse blend of bacteria. The typical fermented varieties that you would get from like dairy, for instance, are Bifidobacterium and Lactobacillus. Those two types kind of dominate a group or a species of different subtypes.
Say that again. You said that really fast.
So Lactobacillus okay. and Bifidobacterium.
Okay.
So lacto and bifido, those two types are things that you want to look at. But those are going to give you that more fermented variety. Those are the ones that we're already probably consuming because most people eat dairy and yogurts, and they consume foods that feed those particular organisms. Then there's another group of organisms, and we call these the bacillus species or soil-based organisms like bacillus coagulans. And you'll see specifically it says soil-based organisms or you'll see it as maybe a spore-based organism. So okay. bacillus species, these other groups, these spore-based or soil-based organisms are very, very healing for our gut as well. And we need diversity of those particular bacteria. So the first thing is look at your bottle and figure out which ones you're taking. And then two, where'd it come from? Okay. The thing to keep in mind is soil-based is shelf-stable. So If you're getting a fermented variety of Lactobacillus or Bifidobacterium and you're buying that off of a shelf that's been sitting, yeah, those organisms they're probably going to die. They need to be refrigerated.
Oh wow.
Whereas compared to your like spore based organisms, yeah, you can keep those on a shelf. They're more shelf stable.
Okay.
The spore variety have a little bit more tolerance to heat. So they're going to you're going to be able to ship those without really an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you don't, mail order your probiotics. You got to go get them out of a fridge at a health food store, or obviously at your local physician's office, and that's where you're going to get that quality fermented variety. Compared to spore-based, you can get those off the shelf. So those are the two different types, really, of probiotics, and you need them both. And the way I really communicate with my patients is you should be just switching them every month.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you could just take a, you know, soil-based organism 1 month. When you finish that with that bottle, switch to a fermented variety, lactobacillus, and then just kind of go back and forth. And that just assures you a little bit more balanced flora.
What's happening if someone has been taking the same prebiotic for 10 years? Well, 5 years.
When they're taking the same probiotic, is that?
Yeah.
When they're taking the same probiotic for years on end, then you're going to over-dominate that particular organism group, and that can actually lead to what we call small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or SIBO. And then what you're going to have is a severe bloating, pretty much overgrowth of bacteria, indigestion, heartburn, major digestive issues, diarrhea could even develop because you're excessively fermenting. These are fermenting bacteria. You're excessively fermenting in your small intestine, which is where it shouldn't be happening. So it can actually create a problem.
What are some of the myths that probiotics, prebiotics, you hear maybe from patients of they take them, they don't take them? I mean, are there things out there that people...
Well, the first thing with supplements in general, yeah, I think the biggest myth is, it's not working.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily supposed to work the way you're seeing it work, right? When you think about health, it's all about, especially with probiotics, it's all about building the diversity of the gut over time. And so it's going to take sometimes, if you take an antibiotic, Lane, it's going to take you a year to regrow those bacteria. Mm-hmm. A year after a single dose of antibiotic.
How long does it take a child?
A year.
So everyone's the same when it goes to like antibiotics and things like that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So if you think you're going to take you just came off a round of antibiotics and you're going to take a probiotic for a week and replenish your gut flora, yeah, you are mistaken, right? Which means you really have to stay on these supplements, we're going to call them, in the right dosage, right form for an extended period of time. And that where you can actually start to see the difference. And then obviously, like we talked about in our last episode, supplements don't replace lifestyle changes.
Correct.
So you've got to have those other lifestyle changes in order as well.
What if someone has never taken a probiotic, if no one has never taken a prebiotic, walk those individuals through what they need to do, what they need to look for, where they need to look, where they don't need to look, maybe the ins and the outs of that.
Yeah, so I would usually say you should get your probiotics and prebiotics from your diet as much as you can. Okay, so prebiotics are going to come from like garlic and onions, and you can get it from chicory root and some other like tapioca.
But do you need to buy organic to get the best? I mean,
typically organic obviously is just going to be devoid of chemicals. But when it comes to prebiotics, mm-hmm. prebiotics are purely the starchy carbohydrate that the bacteria ferments off of.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter from a prebiotic sense if it's organic or not. Now, it means from a general health, yes. But from a prebiotic, no. The oligosaccharides, disaccharides, and monosaccharides that are found in these starchy kind of carbohydrates, garlics and onions and leeks, whatever, they feed organisms because of those carbohydrates. And those organisms then just ferment those particular starchy carbs.
Got it. Okay.
So that's really what you're getting when you take prebiotics. So the first thing is just consume diverse roots like vegetables, garlic and onions. And then we want to diversify our nutrition with kombucha, fermented dairy, kefir, fermented vegetables. If you ever do any fermented veggies, apple cider vinegar, you can do sourdough. So there's a lot of ways of getting different bacteria and yeast, which are all beneficial through your nutrition. So first off, let's start with we should be consuming those items.
I heard sourdough bread, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, you did. So that's where we should be getting a lot of our, you know, bacteria.
Got it.
And okay. prebiotics. Now, from here, I think most people should probably start with a soil-based organism. Mm-hmm. I think most people should start with spore-based probiotics because okay. of how compromised we are. I've got a great one from a company called OrthoMolecular. It's called Orthospore IG. It's a spore-based probiotic with immunoglobulins in there as well to reduce inflammation of the gut. So that one's very, very effective. But spore-based probiotics are really going to be your starting point. Okay. So again, that's when you're looking at the back of the bottle. These are going to be shelf-stable. These are going to be not as heat-sensitive. You're typically going to find them on the shelf as spore-based or soil-based organisms that are typically called like bacillus, B-A-C-I-L-L-U-S, bacillus coagulans is a very specific one.
What about the billions?
When you get into...
How do people understand that? I've always actually been curious about that.
Yeah, that's just quantity of bacteria.
They're putting billions in those quantities of bacteria?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
They're counting them one
by one.
Two, three. Some guy in a lab.
That'd be crazy. Yeah, so when you look at soil-based organisms, you're not going to get the 50 billion.
Uh-huh.
When you get into the fermented variety, Lactobacillus bifidobacterium, that's when you're going to get more of the billion-based organisms. And, you know, the reality is you're going to get as much probiotics in a few tablespoons of fermented kefir or in a bottle of, kombucha or in some kimchi or whatever. You're going to get more in there than you are in a pill.
Wow.
So let's try to get it from there, and then let's support with our supplement. And the problem is most aren't getting the soil-based organisms mm-hmm. again. So that's where I like to start people off, and that's going to be more in that like 5 billion variety.
What's interesting about that comment too is I sit here as you're talking about getting diversity, or you're talking about getting stuff from food. I know I can get into a rut of eating the exact same food at the exact same time every single day. And it's like, man, I don't have really that much diversity just because it's just for convenience. It's healthy food, but it's just not diverse.
Correct. And when we look at plants, the different colors is the most important thing to look at.
And seasonality.
Diversity. So make sure you're getting a rainbow of plants. Because all of those different colors feed a different group of bacteria. Make sure you're getting those herbs and, you know, roots-type vegetables. And then, obviously, yes, agreed. You are making sure that you're getting, you know, eating seasonally as well.
So what I'm hearing right now for probiotics is every other month, spore base, lactobacillus.
Rotation. Yeah.
Make sure that you do that. And then don't expect a quick fix because sometimes it takes time.
Yep, and then just consume, again, some prebiotics with your and probiotics through your food as much as you can, and pretty much always stay on it because of how much how many antibiotics are in our food supply in our environment today.
Actually, last question. This is, promise, last question. What to stay away from when it comes to marketing of a supplement? So in other words, that's not a good supplement. What can people look out for? Or that's not a good probiotic. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think the better question would be like what to look for.
Okay.
Because I think there's so much out there that I couldn't even tell you. I guess I'm so focused on what you should look at versus what you shouldn't. Sure. So if you're looking for that lactobacillus bifidobacterium, make sure it's in the fridge.
Okay.
Okay. At your local health food store or physician's office that's cold. That's the most important thing. Higher dosage. Okay, so 25 billion plus. So first, refrigerated. Second, high dosage. Third, when you turn around the bottle, mm-hmm. make sure there's more than three or four organisms, you know.
That's good.
Okay. And then with, again, with spore, shelves, they're about all the same.
Amazing. This is perfect. We did this in under 20 minutes.
Killed it.
Fish oil, vitamin D, and now probiotics.
These should be staples in everyone's nutritional supplement cabinet.
That's amazing. If you have not listened to the episode on vitamin D fish oil, episode 44, go back and do that. Listen to this one. Share this with someone that you think may benefit from this. Especially, I'll share this with you too. If you know someone that is chronically on antibiotics, if their kids are on antibiotics, this could be a game changer. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. So make sure you share that with anyone that you think this would add value to. Happy birthday.
Thanks, bro.
If you guys have seen Dr. Barrett, if you haven't seen Dr. Barrett post-birthday, make sure you give him a happy birthday. And we will see you on the next episode of the Real Health Podcast with Dr. B.
Before you hit X, hold on 1 second. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the podcast today with Dr. B. Two things that would really help the Real Health Podcast movement. One, share it on your social media, your Facebook, your Instagram, wherever you're on a social network. And two, if you go to Apple Podcast and you scroll down, give us a 5-star rating and give us a review. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll see you next episode.